From the KBET studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Wednesday, July 22nd. Fires continue to burn in and around Gunnison County. The Gold Mountain Fire, which began in late June, 2 miles outside of Ouray, has now burned more than 38,000 acres with 24% containment. The fire entered into southwestern Gunnison County on June 30th. There are more than 900 personnel now battling the blaze. There are still voluntary evacuation notices in the area for zones 32 and 33. Another fire, the Elk Fire, was ignited by lightning north of Lake City on July 9th. That fire has burned 2,300 acres in the Uncompahgre Wilderness and remains 0% contained. There's one zone in southern Gunnison that is in a pre-evacuation status. You can find more information and evacuation maps for the Gold Mountain and Elk Fires at emergency.gunnisoncounty.org. Recent rains have slowed the growth of these fires, but also bring their own dangers. A flood watch is also in effect for Gunnison County now through midnight. Emergency officials remind visitors and residents that national forest closures remain in effect for the Gold Mountain and Elk Fires. For some mountain communities, summer was supposed to be a chance to recover from a difficult winter season. Instead, wildfires are bringing new economic challenges. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
In southwestern Colorado, the city of Ouray is known for an ice climbing fest, but a warm winter made it nearly iceless. Fewer people came. Tony Schmidt owns Ouray Meat and Cheese Market. After that, he banked on summer for a rebound.
Tourism in the summertime is what thrives this whole town and carries this whole town every way around, from the city hot spring pool to the motels to Jeep rentals to grocery stores and restaurants.
But then came the Gold Mountain Fire, prompting evacuations, road closures, and the cancellation of a big 100-mile trail race. Schmidt's business is down 40 to 50%. City officials told local media visitation is down about the same. Now Schmidt is pivoting, setting up an online shop that he hopes will reach people even if they're not coming to town. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And this is KBUT. Colorado prisons are still full nearly a year after the state activated emergency population measures. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Kyle McKinnon has more.
Colorado's prison population management plan was triggered for the first time ever last August. It's supposed to help free up beds when state prisons are at capacity. But the plan hasn't done much to help. Lawmakers tried to bolster the plan during this year's legislative session. It used to kick in when prisons were more than 97% full for a month. Now it's triggered when prisons are more than 96% full. New state law also requires the Department of Corrections to find additional space in community corrections programs and send more eligible inmates to the parole board for review. Those changes are still not having any clear effect on a severely overcrowded prison system. As of last month, Colorado's prisons were more than 96% full.
That was Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance, and this is the KBUT Newscast. Coloradans are straining under the weight of higher costs of living. That's the overwhelming conclusion of the latest Pulse poll from the Colorado Health Foundation. Over 2,200 people participated in the poll earlier this year. The results showed a growing number of residents are worried they will be priced out of the state.
What was quite striking as we dug into the data was the fact that many of these cost of living issues really cut across income levels.
Lucia Del Pupo worked on the poll. She said those at the lowest income levels under $30,000 for a household are especially vulnerable.
As many as 4 in 5 were telling us that they were just getting by or really struggling financially.
Affordable housing, healthcare costs, and homelessness were other top concerns. The poll also showed rising dissatisfaction with how state government and elected leaders are dealing with these problems. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.